Proclamation number 0389 of 26th of April, 1938. My guide and protector. Spirit of control. Student. Teacher. Hear the words of your Lord. Your life henceforth is established. A pure spiritual exchange will take place whenever your heart desires it. You will hear divine teachings, and the grace of the Lord will give you the full knowledge of what you receive. Because there are not few, which are ready to give to you. All would like to take part in your spiritual work. They recognize ever more the task, which is given to you, and in eager striving they are anxious to obtain spiritual property through an intimate connection with you. In the multitude of teachers and commissioned messengers of God surrounding you, there is one who corresponds to your whole nature and is very devoted to you. He turns to you again and again with full participation, paying attention to your work and encourage you in your striving. For his greatest task in the hereafter is for those who willingly consecrate their services to the Lord. He is constantly striving to develop them. Whatever spiritual teachings you now receive is conscientiously controlled by him. And if he looks after you and your work, you are in good hands. The various beings that surround you are equally concerned about you, since each one wants to work through you. In order to exercise the love activities on the ignorant souls entrusted to them through an earthly child that is compliant with them. The spiritual constitution of people is in urgent need of the support of dear spirit beings, but these find so little hearing with men and still much less direct help through willing earthly children. If now a soul has so connected itself with the hereafter that it has become receptive and willing for spiritual teachings, then so many spiritual beings want to take possession of such a readiness. All want to make themselves known and are therefore always near you. But your guiding spirit, your leader and protector, must consider you according to your powers. Your will is probably good, but your powers are not yet strong enough. The love of the Lord sends you his word unceasingly, and so you will be trained and become receptive to divine teachings and wisdom, which will soon come to you easily and effortlessly, if only you devote yourself to your work always with love and trustingly surrender yourself to your spiritual protector. He has taken it upon himself to submit to you all the teachings of the Savior, and his concern is for you without interruption. By virtue of his exceedingly great love for the Savior, his loving activity is also an extraordinarily moving one and encompasses all the souls who submit their will entirely to the Lord. There he is able to have an effect on the hearts and to stir up love for the divine Savior in them until protector and protege complement each other in this love in such a way that the mediation of everything spiritual only becomes easier and easier and the being on earth learns quite easily to understand the otherworldly transmission and dedicates itself in fervent love for the Savior more and more devotedly to its assignment. Because the degree of love is always decisive of how far the divine teachings are received in the human heart. And if the transmitter of all spiritual exercises is work of love on a child willing to love, this child will become ever increasingly more passionate in love with the Savior and will then always receive all divine wisdom, all teachings and instructions in the heart in such burning love. And so such an earthly child must now form and develop. The student must become similar to his teacher. The only task that a teacher sets for his pupil is to be solved to the satisfaction of the divine teacher, and therefore the spiritual power that has been assigned to you as a leader and protector, and that performs its office with great joy, tirelessly attends to and teaches you. The being that always surrounds you, that guides your thoughts, is well disposed towards you. It is the Lord's dearest servant John. Amen.